All right, how are we doing today? It's good to be back home for a home game this week in front of our home fans. And I guess guys are excited coming off another win within the division. So, you know, we're tuned in this week facing another tough opponent in St. Louis who, you know, have really done a nice job offensively. And I know you've talked about their defense. So, you know, it'll be a big challenge for us this week as we progress through the week. Questions?
How does their offense look differently than what we saw in week one last year? I mean, obviously they have a new quarterback and a new running back.
I think that's primarily it. Plus they have a new offensive coordinator. So schematically it's a little bit different. But ain't no bones about it. They do a good job in the run game, which, you know, I'm sure you guys have seen. And, you know, in the passing game, they do a good job of getting the ball out and those kind of things. So we got to do a good job as far as what we're trying to get accomplished this week as we work through this week.
What have they been doing to get Tavon Austin involved?
They're doing a lot of different things. They're moving him around. I mean, he's from anywhere from in the backfield. He's out at a slot receiver. He's out at the X. So they're moving him around quite a bit, just like we normally see from week to week where teams have a receiver that they want to give special attention to. They move him around for we can't know exactly where he's going to be all the time.
How has Terrence Newman been in the league seemingly forever? How has he been able to maintain the type of speed that he still has?
I think, you know, he does a great job and has done a good job throughout his career of taking care of himself off the field as far as paying attention to the details and those kind of things. Like we talk about him being a true pro as far as the meeting room and all those things. But outside of the building, as far as taking care of his body, eating right, sleeping right, he's paying attention to all the details that allow him to be successful at this point in time in his career.
Throughout Harrison Smith, throughout his career, he's kind of had a hard-hitting mentality. As a defensive coordinator, do you like to see that out of your safety?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, across the board, you know, that's one thing that we want. We want that physical toughness shown in every position. And, you know, as guys rally to the football, they're getting there with a purpose. And that's one thing we try to preach and teach all the time. Our guys, you know, really do a nice job of doing that.
When he's playing like that, is there ever any concern of him injuring himself?
I don't think, you know, guys, I think guys are smart enough to know, you know, their bodies and the situations that they get in. And, you know, I think you got to go out there and you got to play as hard as you can each Sunday. And I think our guys do that, and that's the biggest thing. You can't go out there worried about injuries or any of those things. You can get hurt walking across the street. But I think our guys are smart. I think they play with a physical toughness, and they get to the football with a purpose.
When a player's coming up to deliver a hard hit on an offensive player, is there certain things they can do to protect themselves?
I think the one thing that we try to teach is the approach, the angle, and the finish. And those are the things that we try to work on, you know, an individual to try to transfer over into teams in a team segment. So from that aspect, that's something that we work all the time. So it's not something where they're just reckless of abandonment.
Obviously, Todd Gurley's made a sudden impact in this league. How does he change how you're defending the Rams these days? And what kind of responsibility is on the defense to be able to stop him?
Well, he is an explosive runner. I mean, he's got excellent vision for a young guy to come in and have the vision. And when he hits the line of scrimmage, I mean, he hits it at full speed, and he's got the acceleration once he gets to the second level to go to distance. So, you know, there's a lot of good backs in this league. He's exceptional for a young guy to come in and have the vision and ability to make those kind of breaks. But, you know, every week it seems like we're facing a tough running back. I mean, everybody's got him. You just have some guys that are ahead of others. And, you know, for him at his young age to come in and have success he's had right away, it's definitely something that we've got to make sure we're handling as far as schematically where guys are, where they're fitting, where they're standing their gaps, block protection, getting on and off blocks and making plays. So that's been a big emphasis for us all week.
Where would you say Hunter is in his progression? I mean, he's still a really young guy, just turned 21, but it seems like he's learned a lot.
He's done a good job. I mean, we've added more to his plate as we've progressed, as he's gotten more comfortable schematically and technique and fundamentals of the things that we're asking him to do. I think Coach Patterson's done an excellent job of bringing him along, being able to tell what he can handle, what he can't handle. And he's just gotten better each week. And as we keep progressing through the season, I think he'll continue to get better, understand the rush angles, understand those things are a lot different than probably what he was accustomed to before, and understand what we're trying to do schematically, you know, to use his skill set.
You had a lot of injuries to key players, at least on the first injury report. Is there any concern that some of them might not be able to go?
We're just going to work through the course of the week and see how things go. With injuries, you never know, but we're just going to keep working through the weeks, the guys that we got available to work each day and get them prepared to go this weekend.
Good.
All right. Thank you.